We are learning Nida Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 10 lines down from the two dots. It said in our Mishnah that Meshameshes Be'edim, that someone who works with Tyrus has to be Meshamesh with Bedika cloth. Before she goes Tashmish with her husband, she does Bedika before and afterwards. It says, besides the two women, Yeshevas Adam Tyre, someone who's middle Adam Tyre, no point making Bedika there because it's Tyre anyway. And a basula also that has dam basulam, has a maka, the wound still from her basulam, she also does not have to make a bdika because even if they find dam, it will be tahar. So the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to explain about the basulam now. Tanhaus, what's the Mishnah? Tanoika shleigi is manaliros. A young girl who did not reach the age of 12 yet, it's not normal for her to see dam. Vanessa, she gets married. She gets the first four nights of Bia, that if she sees Dam, that Dam is Dam Tahar. We assume it's from the Makkah. Since she's not a normal to see Dam, we assume it came from the Basulim. We still know even better, Ashtichya Makkah, until you know that it got better, the Makkah got better, it healed, and any Dam she sees is not Tameh. And Amar Avigidu Amar Shmuel talks about this halacha. Lo Yishanu, this halacha that Basilo says that you can be Taila and Dam Basulim. You can assume that the blood you see comes from the basulim until the maka gets healed, until the wound is healed. That's only elosh le'paska machas tashvish. That means that every time she had tashvish, she saw dam. But in elosh le'paska machas tashvish, and Ra saw shloy machas tashvish. Even if she saw dam, shloy machas tashvish. But since every time she has tashvish, she's dam, we assume she has a maka. Aval, paska machas tashvish. She had tashvish one time after she was married, and she did not see dam. We know her wound healed, and then Verasa, she saw dam a different time, she's Tameya. Halacha, she's Tameya. So he limits the halacha of his hill. It goes till the Makkah is healed, but if she has Tashish one time, she does not see dam, we know it was healed, and therefore any dam she sees afterwards, it is Tameya. This sugi is not the one Dayashai, the one actual Tumah. So we're saying until, since she's a Tanoika Shlohigi as Manalira, she's under 12, until the Makkah heals, the dam she sees is Mutter. But if she goes through a tashmish and she does not see dam, then the next time she sees dam, it will be tamei, because we assume it's healed. Another halach is, over laila achas loy tashmish berasa, also tamei. Another halach is that if she did not have tashmish for a while and she saw dam, when she had tashmish on Sunday night, she did not have tashmish on Monday night, and Tuesday morning she sees dam, also we say it's tamei, because the basulim were not cause dam, you know, 36 hours later, when it will not cause dam so much later. Now, another third halacha, third limitation to this heter is nishtanu mara dam shlo. If the blood she finds looks different than dam basulim, also it's tameya. Those are the three halachas of Gidlo Mishmul says on this Mishnah. So, I'm going to have a kasha from our Mishnah. Moser Rav Yoina has a kasha from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, basula shadamea tairim does not have to make a bedika. A basula, who's the male, is tahirim, does not have to make a bedika. Am I? Why not? The shamash bein, let her make a bedika before tashmish. Dilmash tana mara domash law. Because maybe you should make a bedika and just look at the dam and it's a different color dam. And if it's a different color dam, before and after, she make a bedika. Because if you find dam, it's a different color dam, she'll taka bitame. So that's a reason to so there's a point to making bedikas. Because don't say it's a bitar anyway, it's not. If it's a different color, it'll be tame. We just said that the whole hetter is only the same color. If it's a different color, it's tamei. So she should make a bdika, and if it's a different color, it'll be tamei. Amar Rava. You know what? I'll tell you, it really is a steer in the Mishnah, and with the terrorists, we'll answer this kasha also. Amar Rava, Emi Reisha, it says in the Reisha, Legavi bdikas every single day, chutzman nida v'sheves adam tayar. So it's mashma, only who loy wear bdika. Only those people don't need bdika. But I'm a b'sul shtemeh tayar and buy a bdika. See, even a b'sul needs bdika, so you're right. A b'sul needs bdika. So how do we reconcile all these things? Ella kasha dadi. So the answer is like this: Kan kishashimsha deim shamash achron. Kan kishloy shimsha. That means if she does tashmish already, so then the bedika afterwards is useless. Why? Because we can assume it's dam basulim. I might be a different color. Even if it's a different color, we might say that the tashmish caused the color to change, and therefore there's no point to make a bedika afterwards. And once there's no point afterwards, we don't make a bedika before the tashmish either. The case where we said that the Shinu Mara Dam is Tameh is Kishloy Shimsha. When there was no Tashmish, you just found Dam, with a regular bedika, then not from after tashmish, then if it's a different color, it'll be tame. So like this, it's only the different color is only tame only if it's not after tashmish. If it's after tashmish, then the bedika does not count. Even if it's a different color, it will not be tame. And Echanami, al tzvitayrus, they have to make bedika twice a day, even a pesula. The only head there is only by tashmish taka, because there it changes the color. The tashmish itself changes the color. Tanya Mahach, you bring a ride to Rav Gidlam Shmuel. Medvar Murim, so Pasuk Machmas Tashmish. The Brayso speaks out all the points that Rav Gidlam Shmuel said on the Mishnah, limitations in the het of Dam Vesulim. Tanya Mahach, Medvar Murim, when we say we het of Dam Vesulim, so Pasuk Machmas Tashmish, that she always saw from the Tashmish, Rasa Shlei Machmas Tashmish, and even if she saw now Dam, the next day after Tashmish, but still, since she always sees Machmas Tashmish, so we can see the day of Zay's Vesulim. A pasuk machmas tashmish. If she had tashmish, she didn't see verasa tameya. She's taka tame. Another case of a laila echad loy tashmish verasa. If she saw 36 hours after tashmish, you know, one eye passed, she didn't have tashmish, and she sees dam. It's also tame tameya. And also nistana maradom the shalat tameya. Also nistana maradom the mara changes. Also alach is tameya. So tomorrow vayit explaining the end of the mishnah. The end of the mishnah says that every day a isha is oisik with tares has to make a bedika twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. She only has to make a bedika twice a day, only for tyrus. Aval baila mutaris. But she does not have to make a bedika for her husband. That's all. And we'll see how we learn the Gemara in a second. But saying only when a gay to tyrus does she have to make a bedika, but not for her husband. And the Gemara pashut. It's possible because it says this bdika says morning and evening. That's not tashmish. Pshita shachris tanan. Like Rashi explains, it's also shamish by yom. Now tashmish by day. So we know this bdika was for tahiris, not for tashmish. So the Gemara Ella yitma seifet. We're going on seifa. Ubishashi averes al shamish beisa. Our Mishnah says that if shashi goes to do tashmish, she has to make a bdika. So on that, Amar Rabbi Moshmu lo yishanu. The only type of isha that has to make a bdika before and after tashmish is only. Ella be isha hasuka v'tayrus. Only isha that's handling tayrus. The migu the boy. Since we make her make a bdika anyway for tayrus, bigal the tayrus, boy inami bdika labayla. We also make a bdika. We also make a bdika for baila, for her husband, and therefore, we you know this way since her sister was so machmer her for tayrus anyway, we make her make even more a bdika for her baila. Aval. Eino asuk with tyrus, the isha does not handle tyrus, like boy bedika does not need a bedika for a husband. Does not need a bedika for a husband. Zok the Gemara, Mike Mashlon. We know that a man is mut to his wife without doing a bedika. Mike Mashlon. It says Tanina, it's a Mishnah. Kol Noshim Cheskas Tyra Lebaleim. Every Noshim, unless we know she's around her best time, she's mut to her husband without a bedika. Zok the Gemara, even Mastisim, if from that Mishnah, have a mina, hani mili. Beisha sheshla vest kavua. Only isha that has a vest kavua. Only isha sheshla vest. Avisha in a vest, which is very common nowadays, you would say boy bdika. Isha doesn't have a vest. Maybe you know she can see any time, right? She's getting a time. Maybe need a bdika before tashmish. Comes Shmuel and says no. Only a isha suke b'tayrus, which means only negeya b'zmana gemara that the isha has to make a bdika before tashmish. But b'zmana that you're not usik b'tayrus, there's no chiyav bdika before tashmish. Break the Gemara, Shmuel says halacha that there's no chiyav bdika by a woman who's not oisik b'tayrus. It's going on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about isha shesh leves kavua. When she says isha shesh leves vest, askin. Talking about leves kavua. So Gemara, no, she's talking about both. Bein shesh leves, bein ein leves. The chiyav our Mishnah is that even a yesh leves also make bdika twice a day, but it's going also on ein leves. Welcome, Ashbon. The apigav the yesh leves. You know she has a vest. Still, migu the boy b'digal tyrus, boy not b'digal lebayla. Needs a b'digal also lebayla also. And that Shmuel says no, only for oisik for tyrus. But if not oisik for tyrus, you don't need a b'digal, and you don't need a b'digal in any case. Even by ein leves, you don't need a b'digal. So the Gemara Kasha of Amos Shmuel Chadazimna. What did this Rav Yudom Shmuel over here? Shmuel said this once. The Amar Rav Zeir Amar Abba Vayemi Amos Shmuel. Isha ein lo vest. Isha does not have a vest. Asura l'shamish acha tivdak. It says. Sounds like here at Pasha, that's also to be shamish with her husband. Tosh v'se b'dika, if she doesn't have v'eskavua. But the Gemara says, v'akimna, later on, v'asuka v'tayris. The Gemara later on says, v'af yibayz min aleph, that we're talking about isha, v'asuka v'tayris. But if not v'asuka v'tayris, it's taka mutter. So what do you need two shmuels for? So the Gemara, you're right, they're all the same thing. Chod de mechla chavet etma. One shmuel comes from another shmuel, it's the same memra. Tayin ha-mahachi, v'arayet to shmuel. Medvar amurim, when do we say you need a b'dika before tashmish? is dafkla tyrus. Ala bailo mutaras. Medvar amurim that you mutter la bailo arabadika shanich of chesas tyra. When you went away, let's say, you left the chesas tyra. Avanich of chesas tuma, tmeya, if you left the house and you know she was tame, la oilam hiva tumasa, she is also to her husband, she's tame, she's acha tame la tyrani. Until she says, I am tahira, and this is where it comes from Shulchan Aruch, that Aisha goes to the mikvah, supposed to tell her husband that she was tayvel. Why? Because she is becheskas tuma until she says tahira ani.